The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710. This is not Colorado's morning snooze.
Wake up!
This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
We're in the 7 morning, everyone. Wednesday morning, the 12th morning of May 2021. Good old 710, KNUS, Denver's talk station, Wednesday morning. And it's pretty cool, man. It says and the sun's just blasting through the weather windows right now. Partly cloudy. I don't know if it's going to happen. Right now, it's great. Tomorrow, 73, warmer again. In a weekend, we're going to pop a little bit of rain. Coming up in the next hour, a quick drop with Patricia Calhoun from Westward. Last night, a remarkable book dropped. There was a party at a place called Dazzle downtown, and my daughter and I went. And it's Julian, that book we've been talking about, what happened at the Holly Shopping Center over time. And the book dropped, and this morning's Westward does a great, and they have allowed Julian has written a review of himself, and then Patricia Calhoun has covered it as well. So you go to their website, westward.com, and Patty will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, I'll tell you what, I love these women. They have the hearts of champions. In studio, spitting in studio, Priscilla Ron's with us. And online, of course, the lovely and talented Christy Burton Brown. They now run the state of Colorado GOP. Priscilla, good morning. You look beautiful. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having
both
of us.
You look great. Christy, good morning. I know you're busy this morning, but you're kind enough to take some phone calls. So thank you and welcome home as well. Good morning, ma'am.
Absolutely. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, please. You guys are true to your word. I said going into the turn, I said, you know, especially with Priscilla sitting in here and you were with us 4 weeks ago, I said, these are the first Republicans I've seen face-to-face in the studio in 17 years, which isn't true, but I got to ask you something. I ask this, and I love Priscilla as well. So I'll just begin with Priscilla. So you guys have been on the job now, what, 4.5 weeks? All right,
yep.
So here's my question. I'll lead with Priscilla first. What have you learned?
I've learned that we have a lot of passionate people who are paying attention to what our government has been doing. We've all been in the same boat, impacted by COVID, and we are now really concerned about our freedoms and laws and policies and our children and our health care. And these are the issues that are being talked about around the dinner table, and we are ready to talk about solutions.
Yes, ma'am. Christy, what have you learned?
Yeah, I mean, I think Priscilla is absolutely correct. And I think one of the most important things I've learned as I've begun to travel the state again is Republicans around the state agree that we need to once again become the party of ideas and not centered solely on personalities, but on actually bringing better ideas, better solutions, and real answers to the problems people are facing, whether we're talking about their jobs, their kids, their opportunity to explore the American dream. If we just talk in statistics and data with no ideas and we just always say no, that's not going to be effective in 2022.
What's the one thing? I ask this question in open lines, got some really interesting answers. What are you afraid of? What scares you? And starting back this way with Christy first, what is the premier thing that you hear?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think anything about this job really scares me.
No, not what scares you. You misunderstand. I'm sorry. What do you hear? Yeah, I mean, I can ask you that. What issue scares you? Forget, I know you have the heart for the job, but what do you hear from constituents? And I, doing the show, people tell me what they're afraid of. So what's the one, the one question you think you need to meet first?
Well, I mean, I would say the most common thing I hear, and of course I'm usually talking to Republicans in my role and pushing them to go out and talk to unaffiliated voters, but Republicans are probably most worried about getting our message through to people and what we do about censorship in the media and how we actually communicate in a way that people hear and not getting our voices drowned out by the biases that are out there in the mainstream media. That's probably the biggest worry I hear about.
I think I'm concerned that Coloradans are not aware of all the moving parts around job creation in our state and how oil and gas has impacted our cattlemen's industry and impacted. Just look at the gas prices this week. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why Democratic policies don't work for working people. And so I'm concerned that if we don't put pressure on our legislators, that we're going to see a lot of people out of work.
There's things called selling points when you read political, you know, when people run on platforms and they put planks on a platform and things that they drive home and this is important, that's important. I've been talked about this many, many times. There's this imaginary group of imaginary people that I direct the show at. And you and I, all three of us have talked about it publicly and privately. There is a working class couple. And the guy's, you know, the boss is a jerk and, you know, and his wife's mad at him, the car won't start, you know, all the stuff that people go through. What, and these people are not the directors of the party. These aren't the people that are trying to steer the party, but these are just everyday people. And if you can't bring them, you know, great political theory is, you know, elections are won in the middle, that yellow dog Democrats are going to be Democrats no matter who, Republicans that we hear from are going to be Republicans no matter what, but you guys got to win it in the middle. How do you, we'll begin, Priscilla, this time, how do you get to that couple?
Well, we need to talk about choice. There are a lot of people who take pride in working, and they want to work. And, you know, keeping people on minimum wage or putting them in a situation where they can't create wealth and have a future and have a choice on that is detrimental to our future. We can't, it's not sustainable to just hand out checks to everybody. We're in trillions of dollars in debt, and it's just not sustainable.
That's part's true. All right, back to the other side. Christy?
I mean, I think education is a giant issue for these people in the middle. And it was highlighted by the fact that schools were closed down for so long. And people, you know, either got to sit home and see what their kids were actually learning and see if the school was working for their children. Or in many cases, suburban moms had to actually quit their jobs so that they could stay home and supervise their kids. And we have, of course, so many teachers around the state, and Priscilla is an amazing teacher, who wanted to be in the classroom, and yet the government was telling them they couldn't be. So just for a variety of reasons, education is hugely highlighted. Any poll shows you that these people in the middle want choice in education. They want more options for their kids. And it's a perfect opportunity for us to go out there and speak to that issue and show how we are the only party who can lead on education for parents, for kids, for families.
One of the things that we've talked about, by the way, we have two lines open. We'll take calls with our guests, Christy Burton, Brown, and Priscilla Ron. Both of them now run the state GOP, 303-696-1971. School safety is huge. And these idiots in Denver threw cops out of classrooms and defunding the cops. I mean, all this kind of stuff I think is so significant for you two guys. But how do you say to that? You just jump. Christy, go ahead. I heard you jump. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, actually, I imagine maybe you heard, but there was some really good news on that out of Larimer County last night.
Yep.
One of the school districts in their area, the parents showed up, and they forced the school board to continue to allow SROs in their school. But sure. I think that was a huge win, and those are the kind of things parents have to do if they want their kids to be safe. And it's too bad that that's on the backs of parents.
Well,
the school boards should be doing that, but they're not.
You need to do well in Denver, you need to do well in Colorado Springs, and you guys both know that.
Well, absolutely. And I, you know, having been a 27-year veteran teacher, I teach in Denver public schools. I've been a principal. I've seen situations where we needed to have a law enforcement officer because the crimes were severe enough. But at the same time, people need to understand that our SROs have great relationships with our kids. They're mother and father figures. They keep kids out of trouble. They educate them. And so there have been wonderful relationships built that I have personally observed. And I will say, you know, it's not a teacher's job to focus on safety in these major situations. We just can't bear the burden of that. And so we need professionals who are trained to keep everybody safe.
But, you know, the movement in the progressive left is, you know, defund cops, get cops out of school. I mean, I knew that you guys were all going to be together today, and I started putting things down that I wanted to ask you about. I'll tell you what, I mean, if I ran the zoo, I'd make that one of the principles is, you know, the idiots in Denver, and I know that they ended armed police officers, and you know that. My God, you teach there. So what kind of idiocy is that?
You know, we're seeing issues all across our nation, and we have police officers retiring They're like,
quitting, left and right.
They're done.
Yeah, they're done.
And because they're being disrespected, their hands are being tied. They can't even keep our community safe with fidelity. Definitely, we all support great training. We want our law enforcement to have the skills necessary to be reasoned and smart and caring and all of the things that we want. And so there is a way for us to have that happen without creating a situation where we put ourselves in this jeopardy.
I love these women. Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Brown are with us. Now, there's a new term that popped up for me, started reading a couple of weeks ago, called the media state. And I know you know where we're headed. You got Channel 9, the Denver Post. I'll give you a litany of things. Social media. They're all opposed to a lot of your basic principles. Christy, how do you get around them?
Sure. Well, it's definitely a big issue. And like I said, that's one of the issues Republicans around the state talk about the most. I think one of the ways is there's creative ways to get around that kind of censorship online on social media. I worked for a nonprofit that was extremely good at doing that, built themselves up a huge size despite the censorship. So one thing is you got to have people who know what they're doing. Another thing we have to do is go back to the ground game of politics. Lauren Boebert's campaign is extremely good at doing this. She traveled her district. They talked to people individually, and they specifically didn't only talk to the base. They talked to those people in the middle on a personal basis when they showed up in their town, when they went to their doors, text messages on their phones. Like, there's a lot of modern ways to campaign that we mix it with just that hard work ethic of candidates on the ground, pounding the doors, talking to people. And those are some of the ways we get around media. You know, there's more answers than that, but that's certainly some of it.
I was at a lunch roundtable with Tom Tancredo a month and a half ago. And I love Tommy. And Tommy said, count on this, a 747 full of cash and an attempt to redistrict, they're going to try and knock her out of the box. And
oh, yeah.
You buy
that.
Okay,
that's what they want to do.
All right, if you would continue with your thoughts. That's what – she's one of the targets, principal targets probably.
Oh, 100%. No, and we're very aware that what the Democrats want to do, as you know, Colorado has now an 8th congressional district. The lines have to be drawn.
Oh, yeah.
And the Congressional Redistricting Commission does lean left. The state legislative leans right, actually. But what they want to do when they draw this 8th district is squeeze out Lauren Boebert and squeeze out Ken Buck. Those are both targets of theirs.
You bet.
So it's our job, and we're on top of it, to make sure that the lines are fair and that they don't do that. Because the way it should be is that this new 8th congressional district should be a very competitive district, and it should definitely still be an R-leaning district for Lauren and R-leaning district for Ken. I don't think they're going to get away with it, because we are so on top of what they're doing.
Why? I'll start with Priscilla this time. Why do you think and how do you think the Republican Party went into repose? I mean, you go back to the last Republican governor. How long ago has this been? Bill Owens. The last time the Repubs are running the show. I mean, that's, you know, Hector was a pup. How do you bring it back?
Oh, well, you know, we talked about this last time about having, Reagan-esque types of candidates where, just like Christy said, we're having conversations, not just in silos anymore. The base, these suburban moms, they are so extremely active. They're talking to other moms that have not been politically active, who may not know about all the legislation, but they care about their kids and their family and their futures. So when you, there's nothing more powerful than building coalitions with other people and talking about the issues and problem solving together, and then saying, hey, I'm going to introduce you to this great candidate who's going to help us get there.
You want to take some calls? You guys ready to be talk show hosts? Here we go. Billy, you ready? We'll bring on Robert. Robert on line 1-303-696-1971. Robert, you're on the air. Good morning.
Greetings. Yeah, you begin by saying that the Republican Party needs to become the party of ideas. And I want to ask, what is the Colorado Republican Party going to do to protect homeowners from the abusive, fraudulent, and predatory HOA industry that governs half of the state's population?
All right. You guys got one on
the
that
HOA
one?
The HOA industry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a big issue. I mean, I live in a community with an HOA as well. And honestly, there are so many issues we have to deal with here in Colorado. I think when it comes to homes, our biggest focus right now is property tax and cutting people's property taxes. I know that's not precisely what you're talking about, but I think we have to start at something we can achieve, and that is achievable right now. And then our efforts can bleed down into the kind of things you're talking about.
Well, I mean, Colorado homeowners, they're paying more in HOA fees, like 2.5 times in HOA fees than what they are in property taxes right now. And HOA fees have gone up 50% in 2 years. And in some cases, like there was a story out of Boulder 3 years ago where they're paying more in HOA fees than they are in their mortgage payments. I mean, so if you want to talk about...
Robert, it's a good one for open lines, but it's like, can we focus in on this one? Well, are you a Republican, Robert? Do you consider yourself one?
I was a registered Republican until 1999. I was still a Libertarian until my HOA experience.
You're perfect. Well, forget the HOA if I quit for a moment. Why did you, if you did, why did you quit the party?
Oh, the Republican Party back in 1999?
Yeah.
Because prominent Republicans, mostly Mike Rosen, who I listened to at the time, were promoting the football stadium tax, and I thought it was a violation of principle.
Take it to Mike. All right. Thanks. 303-696-19. Oh, we just lost her. Billy. Billy just took the hit on that. We'll bring Christy back up. It is 16 after the hour. We lost our calls. If you wanted to talk, these women are running the Republican Party right now, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron. She's coming back up. We're seeing our lines light up. 303-696-1971. I know what, you know, your school teacher, when your colleagues found out that you, did you become the Wicked Witch of the West, or did they really say, hey, Priscilla, good for you? I love this woman, by the way.
Oh, they're like, good for you, Priscilla. You know, they're like, that's amazing. And I think a lot of them were shocked because,
I'll bet.
You know, like there's a lot of presumptions that happen. And I just explained to them what we're doing. And I just talked to people. And these are people who've known me for years. So I'm not necessarily viewed as one of the bad guys.
Christy, Billy says he takes responsibility. Christy Byrne, but how did people, I know we met when you guys came on the job or got the jobs. Now it's been 4.5 weeks. How did people react to your new position? Did we lose your Bill? Yeah,
there's a lot of Republicans around the state who are really happy that we've made history.
I was.
With three women. And I'll tell you, Peter, you may know this. The Democrats have never done this in Colorado. They've never had an all-women leadership team because their bylaws don't let them do it.
Was that right?
And the Colorado Sun, the Colorado Sun actually uncovered that. It's not even my opinion. Colorado Sun did some digging and some research, and the Democrat Party bylaws will not allow them to have officers all of the same gender.
Well, it's like the
I find that very interesting.
No, that's. I'll just go back to the phones. I bring up Peter this time. Peter, you're on a radio show. The women are here. Good morning. It's Kay. Put him up. There he is. 710 KNUS. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Ladies, I have actually sent this question to each of your media sites. I've never gotten an answer, and who knows why. But the Republicans have ceded the environmental agenda and the narrative to the left for a very long time. And in this state, it's critical that there be some sort of attempt to present the Republican, quote-unquote, conservative party as actually quite behind core environmental principles.
Your question.
What are you going to do about that?
Okay. All right. This time we'll go with Christy. It's yours first.
Sure. I could not agree with you more. I think the Republican Party is the party of conservation. Teddy Roosevelt is the one who, honestly, in many ways, launched that for Americans. And whenever we just say no and you're wrong to whatever the Democrats propose, people just see us as a party that wants to shut off progress and not walk into the future effectively. And so what I believe is that we need to talk about the basics of caring for our environment. We all want clean air, clean water, and good forests and good lumber care for our kids, because that promotes their future and a better environment for all of us. And so we have to address that issue. We have to talk about conservation and about a clean, healthy environment for everyone. That will absolutely be one of the things our candidates have to address next election going forward.
I'm going to go to Priscilla, Peter. I got a question for you, Priscilla.
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to find a bigger recycler than me. I love clean air. And when I talk with people in the oil and gas industry, they have to follow strict policies and guidelines to make sure that what they're doing is not emitting, you know, bad things into the air. So, I think that there's a narrative that we don't care about our land, our air, and it's the total opposite. And you, like Christy said, you will see us talking a lot about these issues.
Hey, Peter, what would you say to, you're getting the chance, what would you say to the leadership of the Republican Party? And by the way, do you consider yourself a member of the party?
No, I'm not a member of the party. and I'd never join a party that would have me as a
member. Yeah, why? That's you and me and Groucho Marx, but why? Why don't, this is a good lesson, why don't you consider yourself a Republican? And when did you, if you ever were?
Essentially, we've always known what the liberals and the Democrats were for, and that was a given. The Republicans presented themselves in one particular way, and they were actually the opposite of that. They were basically softcore socialists, and they have been. And why would you support people that are hypocrites at that level? Mm-hmm. At least the liberals, the Democrats, are out front with what they want.
Yeah, it's interesting. Last segment, we had Dr. Tim Furnish on. We're talking about the Iranians and the Saudi Arabians. You know who the Iranians are because they tell you. The Saudi Arabians are sleazy and underhanded and will do whatever it is. And I see that. I like that world that says, okay, here's who I am. And one of the things I think the party, the Republican Party, needs to do is define itself for what it is and who it is and what it means and what it stands for. And then here's the showstopper. And Priscilla and I were talking about it off air. Here's my candidates.
Absolutely. I mean, we are the Party of Liberty and Freedom. We do have a platform that you can find online that outlines all of these things about education, the economy, immigration, the Constitution, where we stand. So it's very clear to several of us what our platform, what we stand for. And I think that to Christy's point, we will do a better job of getting our message out. And you're part of that journey of allowing us to get our message out.
I say this all the time, and Billy and I talk about it to everybody. We couldn't get a Republican to answer an email. We couldn't get a Republican to answer a phone call. I'm talking about the prominence. You know, the guys, you know, hey, I'll do your radio show. But the prominence wouldn't even return phone calls. And so when these women won, to Peter the caller in the audience, when these women were elected and we called them, they said, we'll be there next week. And they came in for the first time, and they've been on the job now 4.5 weeks. Win, lose, or draw, their approach to me is tremendous. Peter, what would it take for you, or who do you want to see? Is there anybody that you have in mind that you think would make a good candidate on regardless of the party?
I don't have a clue at this point, watching the ecosystem of Colorado.
No, you're good.
The big problem, from what I see, is the conservatives have always touted themselves as the party of ideas, mm-hmm. and the ladies are starting to repeat that mantra. Mm-hmm. The only idea that they've failed miserably at is taking power and how to do that.
But they haven't done that. They haven't taken power.
And that's the first thing they've got to
do. Somebody just asked me that on an email, and I said, for me, it was Reagan. I come back to Reagan and go to Reagan and always say Reagan. After Reagan, when the Bushies came in and the Clintons came in and the rest of them, I was gone. And we need, I'll tell you, this, Priscilla sitting in studios, we get a chance to talk privately, but you and I both agreed.
Absolutely.
Got to find that guy. Peter, good call. Everybody hold on, please. If you just joined the radio show, in studio is Priscilla Ron, who I just adore, and Christy Burton Brown, the best. And they got the party. They're the ones who are going to control what happens next. We have a line open, 303-696-1971. We'll get a quick drop from Patty Calhoun. Relaxed and at ease in Twin Aspen Dental Center. And it's the sedation dentistry, whether you need a routine cleaning, same-day crown, one-day dental makeover. Dr. Richter and the team will ease your dental anxiety. My family, my son, my daughter, and I, for years, have gone to Twin Aspen Dental. So because everything happened, I put off getting my teeth clean. I had to have what's called a deep cleaning, and it was great. I mean, it was a no-brainer, and Shiloh did the job, and Dr. Richter's my guy, and relaxed and comfortable sedation dentistry if you want it. And a deep cleaning, and you don't want to wait long. Truly, whatever it is that you need, they're there. The news cycle kept me distracted, and Peter, don't make excuses. Life happens. It's been a while since you've seen the dentist. Don't wait. It only gets worse. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. Schedule your Twin Aspen Dental makeover. Go and see them. Big standalone building, high tech. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. 303-841-7466.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. More than just headlines. This is Peter Boyles. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Our lines are full, and I adore these women. They're just the best. They're coming back. Well, Billy's scheduling it right now. Christy Burton Brown's on hold. And Priscilla Ron's in studio, and I love them both. Now, heads of the GOP. Patricia Calhoun does a quick drop. David Ellison You could be sitting on a fortune of cash. My friends David Ellison, Cherry Creek, pays top dollar for diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches. I spoke with David on the phone 2 days ago. Get instant cash on the spot. You need money. Summer vacation time is coming. You just want to know what something's worth. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades, and David offers that confidential evaluations on estate-sale jewelry, precious metals, coin, silver sets, and antique items, and there's no obligation, free appraisals, park and walk in. David Ellis is in Cherry Creek, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek. Go to David Ellis Jewelry. He's there 6 days a week. He's there today, davidellisjewelry.com. You can speak with someone, 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. You'll be so glad you did. Beautiful, newly remodeled place. David is my guy. All right, let me bring on our guest and do a quick question. We'll go back to the phones. Christy Burton Brown is with us and in studio. I'll light your mic up. Priscilla's with us. So there's a line from Buddhism, and it goes like this. When the pupil is ready, the teacher appears. And I love it. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it, you know, the history teaches that lesson. When the pupil is ready, when Colorado is ready, the candidate will appear. I really honestly believe that. When this state has had enough, when you and I, the three of us have talked about a slogan, have you had enough? All right, so I'll begin with the boss. Christy, who's the candidate?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about the Reagan-esque character. Have you that's an open-ended. What do you do with that?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think a lot of finding the right candidate comes from people being willing to step up in a state where a lot of Republicans are convinced we're just going to keep losing. So that's one of the reasons it's hard to find candidates, and I'm talking about many races around the state, is because people think, well, I'm going to run, take so much of my life, and just lose. So it takes that person with courage who has the right story, the right personality, charisma to come out and say, you know what? This is the right thing to fight for. And I think that's what we need in so many races around the state. There are candidates popping up in a variety of races, and we continue to have discussions with people who are considering jumping into some of these very important races. So I think great things are ahead in our roster of candidates.
Priscilla.
So one of the hats I wear in state party is candidate support. So I keep a spreadsheet of all the candidates that have filed and are running even in municipal races across the state. And what I'm finding is that more and more people are showing that courage. They're saying, you know what, I think I can run for mm-hmm. school board. I think I can run for county assessor. I have the experience. And we have candidate schools popping up all over the state that are supporting candidates and mm-hmm. giving them training. We provide them with information and connect them with people that will help them run their campaign. So we are building an army, and we are coming in force, and we're prepared, and we've got great candidates running all the way down the line for governor, all the way down. So I feel encouraged.
Billy, who's first? We take doesn't matter. Take one, okay? There's Michael. Michael, Lange, oops, we just lost. See, I don't. We just lost. You can't do the phones, Peter. Michael, you're on the show. We lost Christy, but we'll turn it over to Priscilla. Michael, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning.
What was concerning me now is coming up is all the redistricting. We got our taste of it the last 10 years back when up in Larimer County, we got tied in with Boulder, which sort of made our vote kind of moot. Got an idea for a candidate against Mr. Bennett.
Sure. Right now, I know that Peter Yu is thinking about running against Michael Bennett. There may be some more.
Not me. You didn't say Peter
Yu. No.
Peter what?
No, I got one that's got about a good shot at it.
All right, who you like?
Lauren Boebert.
No, she can't win statewide. And I love her.
No, I bet she could, because she'd have the state. She wouldn't have Boulder. She wouldn't have Denver, but she'd make a good fight of it.
That may be. I love her to death, and I supported her. And
I do, too.
Yeah, but I don't think statewide. You know, people run out of districts that they win in. If you take a look at Ocasio-Cortez, she wins in that district. If you took her statewide, she'd get crushed. She really would.
I concur, but there's plenty of state in Colorado that isn't Denver and isn't Boulder.
I understand, but you got to win a major portion of Denver and Colorado Springs and the population centers. Yeah,
Christy, I understand that, but I bet you she'd make a good fight of it.
Well,
I'd love to see it.
A good fight and winning.
I'm selfish. I'd love to vote for her.
Well, I understand. Thank you. You want to do that one? But let me read you guys, both of you ladies, an email. Hey, Peter, with listening to these ladies, there's a chance that I might become a Republican again.
Whoever you are, we would love to have you, and you can hold us accountable. Are you going to continue reading? Is there
yeah, no,
more?
It just goes from there. But, let me see. Hey, Pete, it's too late. Colorado's completely Californicated, I think, he's saying. You're doing something into the wind. You know, Chuck and it was, we had a great show on Friday. We had Chuck Montewell was in studio, and of course, along Randy was in studio. And you know, there's a good and bad to all of this. But I'm the guy that says, you know, you win the fight by training hard and doing all this stuff. And you don't throw the towel in that quickly. All right, let's go. Who's next? Go to Brian, Billy. Want to bring Brian up? You bring him up, and that way I won't screw it up. We go to Brian. Brian, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm glad you had these important women on the show today. I've got confidence. I'm an unaffiliated voter. I left the party a few years ago after some failed governor elections and bad decisions. But I'm willing to come back. And when I mean come back, I mean not only support Republicans, but work to get them elected. And that's what it takes, not just putting an R by your name and registering. It's supporting people by volunteering. And then that's what I used to do years ago.
Yeah, you know, can I probe it because of time? What flipped the switch on you when you said that's enough of this, when you walked away? What happened?
Well, the Tancredo thing was the final thing that blew me away. Yeah. But I did make phone calls for Beaupre because I really believed in him. Mm-hmm. And I was a big Bill Owens fan, obviously.
Okay.
But Beaupre lost to Ritter. It was a disaster. I don't know how he ran the worst campaign. This Cory Gardner thing was a total mess.
I was going to say that was the second worst.
And that's why. But my point for the ladies is we can't be nice. And that's how we lost it. But when I say not nice, I say just respectfully bold with rejecting the left agenda. I mean, it's easy to do. We've got the injection sites. We've got homeless situation. We've got Second Amendment. I mean, these are all things coming down the pipeline that they're going to shove down our throat. Yeah. Someone has to be out there boldly rejecting these things, but then saying, here's what I'm going to do with the homeless situation, not just I'm against the injection sites.
I have a list of
what
things.
What am I going to do? You know, there's a list of things I could just rattle off as just a citizen. All these things they're doing that nobody's talking about. We need to be on the steps of the Capitol talking about it, but we got to have a replacement.
Well, see, I don't know on the steps of the Capitol. What I'm saying to you is I have this list, and I love these women, and I have this list of maybe planks in the platform, you know, school safety, homelessness, all these different things. Now, go find me a horse that can win that race.
We're going to find you a horse that can win the race.
I know we are.
And with people like your caller, who's going to help us volunteer, we're going to get an army knocking doors, talking to people. We're going to be able to do this and make an impact.
Christy, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think Brian is exactly right that when we have solutions for people, and when we create, we're creating a contract with Colorado that's going to come out this summer, and it's going to identify precisely issues that we can differentiate ourselves with the Democrats on and say, here's a better idea. Here's how we would deliver for Coloradans. And I think when we have those kind of issues that people can get behind, that is when we will have people like Brian willing again to walk the doors and talk to people because we have actual answers for them at the door.
Yeah. I mean, Peter Boyles, I wouldn't have gone across the street for the Republican Party. I mean, Tancredo sealed the deal for me, but on a national level after the double R, then it was like, okay. And now, both of you women, truly, you guys, they have breathed life into this. Now they have the chance.
I love the contract with Colorado.
Well,
I really
good.
Do. No, I love that slogan. I love that saying. Yeah. And that's something I can get behind.
Look around you.
You making a contract with the people.
Look around you.
God bless you guys.
I mean, look around you. Developers.
Thank you.
All these people that are running the show and what they're doing to the kids and all this insanity and then how quickly the pandemic leaves because Jared Polis gets the All-Star game. You get on a list of things and say, but you still have this media state and you still have this idea of who the Republican Party is, and you have to change that. And it can't be they can't be the Zunis, you know. You can't have them anymore. You got to go to that man and woman with a couple of kids and go, okay, here's what we are offering you.
Well, I said this the last time I was on the show, that you know, Coloradans are not going to forget when it comes time to vote.
No.
We're not going to forget. These business owners are not going to forget that they've lost their livelihoods permanently because of these unnecessary shutdowns. I mean, it's too extreme. The things that we're seeing and how the legislature is pushing through these policies that actually damage and hurt us, these fake, you know, it's not a tax. These bills, Coloradans, we're not going to let people forget that they're doing this to us.
To Brian, the caller, thank you. Christy, please hang on. Everybody hang on. We're going to do a turnaround here, do an Alpine, and then we'll come back. Patricia Calhoun's with us. There's guys called stackers, and somebody playing and paying for cable plus streaming services, overpaying on the internet and keeping up with streaming, and you're getting had. Is that you? They're called stackers. Listen, nobody likes a stacker except the cable guys. And I got, and now it's called Get Streamwise Solutions. It was called Free TV, and it's like a grand slam. First of all, I'm saving two grand a year, and we went to this thing at Dazzle last night when I came home. So I found, Peter, John Wayne, John Ford's movie, The Horse Soldiers, and that'll put you to sleep. But you can't find it anywhere else, so I got Streamwise, and I'm saving all this money, but there's no more hidden fees, no more equipment rental fees. You own your equipment, higher quality, better television, much less. Stop overpaying. Visit the website. It's GetStreamWise.com, GetStreamWise.com/stackers, 303-794-8600 online, GetStreamWise.com/stackers. But I'm telling you, Brian and these guys are great. 303-794-8600, 303-794-8600, and say, okay, I want better television. They'll take it from there. They're terrific. 303-794-8600.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Join me at 9 right after Pete on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. On a Wednesday, just a great show on air and off air. 710 KNUS, 60 will be the high, 73 tomorrow. I spent most of my morning yesterday with Alpine Planning, something I probably should have done years ago. Gabe and I have really bonded along with everybody else that works there and Brian and everyone that's there. And I had just a great morning at Alpine Planning yesterday. Gabe joins us looking at the numbers. My boy, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Yeah, it was great to see you too yesterday. I need to get myself one of those scarves going into the summer. So, starting off again in the red today, sir. Kind of third day in a row for the week. Currently have the Dow down 126, the NASDAQ is down 112, and the S&P is down 21. Want to put this into perspective, Pete. Markets are still up. Probably double digits depending on which index you're looking at. So this isn't a big concern for us as far as the recent sell-off. I think two things you have kind of driving this market decline. One is the worry of inflation, and two is kind of what is the Fed going to do as the economy heats up? Are they still going to provide the liquidity they have for the last few years? So although the economy is kind of ramping up, people are getting out there, businesses are opening. This is one of those times where, you know, if we have good news in the economy, it's not necessarily going to relate to good news in the stock market because of the returns we've already had this year. So an important time to rebalance, look at your cash flow, especially for people who are considering retirement or already retired. If you have some listeners that have some questions, Brian, Amy, myself, we're all here. We'd love to sit down with them.
Just quickly, I went through it yesterday morning, you guys, and it is the greatest experience. They're the best. Amy's great. 303-843-0918. We sat in the Brian Gray boardroom, and I went to school yesterday morning. Investing is a matter of trust, and they are prepared to earn yours. This is a really good guy, and he still goes skiing, which makes me nuts. 303-843-0918. He said, Peter, I'm going to fly to Canada. I said, okay, I'll go with you. 303-843-0918. Hey, Gabe, I love you. Thanks, man. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you.
Be well, sir. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Wednesday morning, everyone, the 12th morning of May, 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. 60 will be the high today. Online with us because she couldn't get in studio, but she'll be with us next month, Christy Burton Brown. And she is the chairman and the co-chair, who I just adore. Priscilla Rodson here. We're talking about how she grew up and everything off air. Patty Calhoun coming up. They, of course, they have the reins. They are running the GOP. Let's go back to the phones. Joe on line three. Joe, you're on a radio show. Thank you for waiting, and good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too. I'll get right into it. 45 years
I spent in Chicago under the machine. 30 years ago, I moved out here, and now there's a machine out here. I now have Bennett Hickenlooper and Jason Crow. I've never been so misrepresented in my life. So what happened? Because I've seen it happen. And about 10 years ago, I was listening to the TV in the background, and it was a White House news briefing. And I was listening to the arguments and the answers and everything else. I said, I've heard this before. I was a scout leader. I raised three sons. I said, these are kids. These are adolescent thinkers. You can't argue with them the way you argue with somebody who's an adult. So I guess that's the main part. I think we cannot change this unless we get not new politicians, but new voters. We have to convince them, rebrand the Republican Party.
We were talking about that off air, Priscilla and I. The phoenix out of the ashes comes the new phoenix. Let's go to Christy. Right. All right, let's go. Christy, you heard the statement made. Christy, your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I agree entirely that we have to brand ourselves. For too long, we've let the Democrats and mainstream media tell everyone what Republicans care about and what we stand for and just type us in the box they want us to fit into. That's why we're releasing the contract with Colorado this summer, where people can clearly define what Republicans stand for, what we will deliver on. And it allows people to be able to have those conversations at the door and say, yeah, here's exactly why Republican leadership would represent you better and be different here in Colorado going forward.
Priscilla.
I just want to tag on to that and articulate that Republicans, we have a similar mindset around liberty, freedom, choice, not control, freedom, not force. And we believe that people should be free to run their lives. I mean, the government should just be there to assist in very necessary ways, but we're not seeing that. And this is a time where we need people to understand that the Republican Party is open to everybody. We are extremely diverse. We have log cabin Republicans. We have Hispanic Republicans. We have Muslims who are conservative. Like we have atheists. You know, we're about religious freedom. So actually our tent is much wider than a lot of people think.
Let me come back to Joe. Joe, since you're a Chicago guy, did you ever read Mike Royko's book, Boss, about the Dailies, the Daily Family?
Yeah, I lived it.
All right. And my point of this is they won.
Yeah.
You know, all things right. aside, brother man.
It was a different, certainly Democrat a long time ago is different than Democrat now.
Doesn't matter. But that part of it doesn't matter. But what you say is true. I mean, honest to God, I mean, I see it myself. And
the machine. What happened? In 30 years, I've seen this city fall apart. You know, you can't, like you say, I don't go downtown. I used to go downtown. I never go near it now.
But
I'd never hop on public transportation. I took it all my life.
But as long as in this term, the media state, as long as Channel 9 and the Post and all these other outfits and outlets and the political dominance of the Dems and the progressive left, and that's the job that Priscilla and Christy have, is, you got to break that, and then you have to appeal, and you can't do it with craziness. You have to do it. These are level-headed women. They're very smart.
Oh yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So
I happy, am too. I got the music.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, Christy, I'll see you soon. Priscilla, I know we're going to talk. We're going to get together. Yeah, we'll get together. I love you both, and thank you. Thank you a lot for coming in.
Thank
Good to
you,
see you.
Peter.
Hey,
thank
thanks,
you,
lady.
Peter.
Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. When we come back, we'll get a drop from Patricia Calhoun yesterday. You can read westward.com this morning. Really well done. And Julian Rubenstein gets to write about himself in the book, The Holly Drop. And he's on the radio show again on Friday. Stay here, and then we'll get open line, 710 KNUS.